We hold Nafayin Beis Omer Aleph here by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ze'elu yoytzois shaloi b'ksuba." These are the ladies that their husband has the right to give them a get, and the husband does not have to pay them a ksuba. In other words, they're doing something wrong, the wife, it's because of her the husband is giving the get, therefore his potter does not have to pay the ksuba. Ho'iveris al-das Moshe. A lady that does things wrong that connected the Torah. Das Moshe means like against the Torah, Moshe, against the Torah. The Yehudis, she does things against Das Yehudis, which means Rashi says she nogu b'nois Yisrael minhagim, certain things that a normal Jewish lady does. The Yafagav to like see, even though these things are not say in the Torah, but if it's a minig for b'nois Yisrael to act that way, we'll see in the Gemara minig of tznius, and this lady does not act to the minig of tznius like a lady should act. The husband has a right to give her a get and not pay her the ksuba. Now, v'yezuhi das Moshe, what's called the lady, the wife, does not do what it says in the Torah. That means, ma'achilosoi sheina musa. She gives him teat food that was not taken off trumas and maisers. So she's mom is giving isurim to her husband teat. So her husband has a right to give her a get and doesn't have to give her ksuba. Or misham shosa nida. Or else, she lives with him. She lets her husband live with her, and she doesn't tell him that she's an Ida. And really, she's an Ida. So she's making the husband do an Avera, being boiled an Ida, Issacharis, doesn't have the right to give her get without a ksuba. For like Kaitza lo Chala, Rus, when she makes dough, she does not take off Chala. For Noideris, Viena Makayemis, or else she makes a lot of Nidorim, his wife, and she doesn't do them, she doesn't listen to the Nidorim, she's over the Issa Nidorim. These things are Issa the Eraisa. So if a wife does these things, doesn't have the right to give her a get without paying her the ksuba. V'yezel das Yehudis, what's called things that's only a minig of B'nois Yisrael to act, that if the wife does not do it, you don't have to give her the ksuba, is yoytza of a roisha perua. If she goes outside without covering her hair, that's called against das Yehudis, doesn't have the right to give her a get without paying her the ksuba. Yoytza of a roisha perua. Or else for Tova Bashuk, she weaves in the middle of the street, or Medaberis and Kol Adam, and she talks to all the people. Tomorrow we'll talk about this. It's not Derech Tznius like that. The lady to do weaving outside on the street, or else to talk to all the men that pass by. Abishur Leimer, Afa Hamakaleles Yoldov, Bifonov. If the wife curses the husband's parents in front of him, Yoldov means like the husband's parents, the one that was he was born from, if she curses them in front of a husband, the husband has the right to give her a get without paying her a ksuba. Rabbi Tam for Noemer Afa Kola Kolonis. Also a lady that screams a lot. So the Mara Mishnah V'yezel Kolonis, what's called a lady that screams a lot? Like Yeshehime Daberes Potech Besam, that she's talking in her house. And the neighbors can hear the way she's talking. That's called the Kalanis. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what's wrong about that. Look, all ladies talk loud. The neighbors can hear. So we'll see in the Gemara what's wrong with it.
All these cases, with or without
husband. So the Gemara says, Shaina Musha, that she feeds her husband food that she didn't take off Trumas and Isis. So Gemara says, hey, Chidomi, what are we talking about here? Idiyadi, if the husband knows that this food, like, did not have Trumas and Maisis taken off it, that it's also to eat it, Fred Gemara Nifrash, so the husband should not eat it? Why is the husband eating it? Let him stay away, let him be perished from it. Idiyadi, Elamai, the husband does not know that the Trumas and Maisis are still there. As far as he's concerned, it's kosher, he could eat it. So Mino Yoda, how does the husband know what his wife is doing to him? How does the husband know that the wife is giving him Isurim to eat? So Mar says, Letzricha the case is, the Omrele Ploini Koyin Tikkunli, Es HaKri, that the wife tells her husband that you should know this Koyin, Chaim Yanko, he was Masakin this Kri. I bought this bundle of fruits off Chaim Yanko, the Koyin, and he told me that he took off Trumas and Isurim. So good, so the husband believed her, and he ate the fruits. But later, the Ozal Shaila, later the husband went and asked his Kohen Chaim Yankel, did you really take off the Trumas and Maisers? The Ishtakach Shikra. And it came out she was lying, that he never took off the Trumas and Maisers. So in such a case, the husband has the right to give his wife a get, and does not have to pay the Ksuba.
Another case is that she's a nida and she doesn't tell him. For the Gemara again, hechidami, what's the case? E diyada, both the husband knows that she's a nida, nifresh, so the husband shouldn't live with her. It's the husband's fault. E la yada, nismachalayu. If the husband does not know that she's a nida, so the husband has a right to believe her. If she says she's tahira, the husband has a right to believe her, so what's wrong here? Like, how does he know that she was really a nida? Tiyama Rabbi Chinuna, Vakan Amar Shmuel, Minayin Lanida Shesaferas Liyatzma. How do we know that when Isha becomes a nida, she has a right to count for herself the 7 days, and then she has a right to tell us that she's tahira? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vesofra Lo Shivas Yomim. Midiraisa, she's only tummy for 7 days, she has to count 7 days, and then she goes to the mikveh, she becomes Torah. So Midarashin Lo means Liatzma, she herself, the mashma, she has a right to count for herself, and Melu, the husband, believes her. So if so, what's wrong? If the Isha tells the husband that she's Torah, the husband has a right to believe her, what's wrong here? So Gemara says, Letzricha, the case is, Diyomra Lei Ploini Chacham Tir Li Esadam. That she says that true Shishor Kesem, like she saw blood on clothing, and she went to show it to a Chacham, and the Chacham said that she's Torah, it's okay. Now the Ozal, the husband, went Shiloh, he asked this Chacham, did my wife ask you the Shiloh? The Ishtakach Shikra, the Chacham says, no, she never came to me. So since she never came to me, therefore she's lying, that's the case, that the husband has a right to give her a get without a tzuba. The boy you say, another Torah is like this, Kid Rav Yehuda, the Yom Rav Yehuda, Huchzeka Nida B'Shcheino Seho, is Bailo Loiko Leho Mishum Nida. Even though the husband does not know that she's a Nida, and she did not tell her husband, but if she's Huchzeka by the Shcheino Seho, means the neighbors could tell, or tells the husband that she's a Nida. In other words, in the Gemara's time, they used to wear special clothing. They used to wear special clothing when they were a Nida. So therefore the Shechinim, the neighbors, could tell the husband that we see your wife is wearing this type of clothing, and therefore the neighbors tell the husband that she's a nida. So the husband believes and realizes that she's a nida, and the wife in the meantime did not tell her husband that she's a nida. So that's the case that she did not tell the husband she's a nida, and the husband finds out that she was a nida. So in such a case that she was machshu, the husband, to live with her when she was a nida, he has the right to give her a get, and does not have to pay the ksuba. That's called she's a veris aldas moshe. Vaitav loikotza lochala, she does not take off chala from the dough that she makes. Again, hechidomi, what's the case? E diyod, if the husband knows about it, nifresh, don't eat this bread, don't eat it from the dough. E de lo yoda, mino yod, if he doesn't know, how does he find out? As far as he's concerned, it's all kosher. Letzricha, the case is like this, the Omrolei Ploini Goval, she says that this baker, like Goval, the one that makes the dough, this kneader, Tikkun Li Es Isa, when he made the dough for me, he was misaknet, he took off the challah. That's what she tells the husband. Now, the also, the husband himself goes, and Shaila asked this person, is it true that you took off the challah from this dough that my wife bought from you? The Ishtakach Shikra, and the guy says, nothing doing, I never took off challah, I didn't tell your wife I took off challah. So we find out that she's a liar. That's the case that the husband has the right to give her a get without a ksuba. For nederes v'ena makayem, she makes nedarim, she makes promises, and she doesn't keep them. What's so wrong about that? The Yom Amar, we learned that the other nedarim bonim esim. If people make nedarim and don't not makayim them, because of that avera, their kids die. So kids, the husband has the right to say, I don't want my kids to die. Shenema, the prophet says, "Atitein es picho lachti es pasurechem." Don't like put in your mouth to make chayt es pasurechem. Your boss means your children. Now, v'yeze in ma'isa yodav shalodim. What's called ma'isa yodav? The work of your hands of a person. Have yoyme bonav abenoisav. That's his children. So the kids are because of the chet of nedarim. A person's children are meis. So therefore, the husband has a right to say, if my wife makes nedarim and she's not mekayim it, because of this avera, my kids will die. He doesn't want his kids to die. Therefore, because of this avera, he has the right to give her a get, and she doesn't get a ksuba. Rav Nachman Avraham Yochav, in this pasuk, it says, La shova kisi as b'nechem. That for nothing like I hit your children. What does that mean? La shov means al iske shov. About doing things of shov, that means you made a neder, and you weren't mekayim the neder. If you don't listen, don't do what the neder says, that's called you made a nidre shov. You make it in vain. Your words, for that, Yehikis says b'nechem. Your kids will die. So therefore, the husband has a right to give his wife a get without a ksuba. Tanya hoy ramei roimer kol hayodeya biyishtesh naderes v'yena mekayemis. If you know your wife makes nedarim, she makes a lot of promises, and she doesn't keep them, is yachsav yedirenu. You should go ahead and make more nedarim. For the Gemara, yedirenu b'mayim esakelo. What is it going to help? The fact the husband now starts to make nedarim. What is that going to help? Elo, what it means to say is like this. Yachsav yechnitenu. Go and have a fight with your wife. Get your wife angry. Kidei she'tido b'fonof. That she should now start making the nedarim in front of you. Like most probably when she gets angry, that's when she makes these promises. So let her make the promise in front of you. Therefore, v'yefer lo, and you'll be able to make for it right away. So therefore, like you don't have to give her a get, but if your wife starts to make nedarim, so let her do things that she should make the nedarim in front of you, that you'll be able to make for it. Omer loy, and this rabbanan said back, no, but the way our Mishnah says, that's not the Yetzah. The Mishnah says you have a right to give her a get. You know why? Because ein adam dar im nochesh b'chvifa. You can't live with a snake in the same hole. In other words, you can't live with such a lady. If she's a lady that's going to make nedarim, you can't watch it. Sometimes she'll make it behind your back, sometimes you won't be made for it. So if such a case comes up, that she's an isha that makes a lot of nedarim and she doesn't keep them, you have a right to give her a get without a ksuba. Tanya hoy Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. Rabbi Yehuda used to say, kol hayedeya biyishto yishena koitze lo chala. If somebody knows about his wife that she does not take off chala from the dough that she makes, is yachso v'yafra shachriya. So the answer is not to give her a get, but rather you keep on checking her out. Every time she makes a dough, she makes challah, she makes bread, whatever it is, you check it out and take off the challah for her. Or Mullah, the Chum said back, no, that's not a good answer, because they know them darim nachash b'chvifam. You can't live with a snake in the same hole. The kids, if you have a wife that's not going to check out the challah, they're going to give you tea treifas, that's not an answer. You can't always watch her. Sometimes you'll miss it, and she'll give you treifas teeth. So therefore, you have a right to give her a get. So Gemara says, Man de masni loho, the one that learns it on this last case, is kol shchinahach, for sure on the case of before. Avo man de masni ahach, on this last case of koitzel lechalo, avo loho zimna de mikri v'yochel. Forget, the one that learned it on the first case, of nedorim, that he says the Eitzer is to let your wife make nedorim in front of you, he only said that Eitzer by nedorim. Mashenken over here, when your wife gives you Isurim teeth, he's masking, it's not an Eitz over here, to check out your wife, to make sure like it's always kosher. Because Zimna de Mikri V'yachil, he's also agrees, sometimes you can miss it, sometimes she'll give you teeth, and you don't check it out well enough, and she says it's kosher, and really it's treif. So if in this last case, that the first man the Yom agrees, in this last case, it's not an Eitz to live with your wife, you should give her a get. Just as last man the Yom, that says, even in the case where she feeds you treifus, still, don't give her a get, but rather keep on checking her out. For sure, he agrees to the first case, where she makes nedarim, that the Eitzer is not to give her a get, but just to make her make the nedarim in front of you, that you'll be able to be made for the nedarim. So this is the first part of the Mishnah, that's called Das Moshe, where the lady is over Isurim Midiraisa. Now, V'yezel Das Yehudis, what's called she doesn't do thing that's not midiraisa, it's only a minig of tznias of Bnei Yisrael, yoitza of Rosha Prua. She goes outside with her hair uncovered. For the Gemara, Rosha Prua diraisi. If a lady goes outside, if a married lady goes outside with her hair uncovered, it's an issa diraisa. What does the Mishnah say it's only called Das Yehudis? Mashma, it's only a minig of Bnei Yisrael, it's an issa diraisa. The Pasuk says, Upora es Rosh Isha. Says by a Saita, the Pasuk says by a Saita, when you bring it to the Kayin uncovers the hair. Fitona de Vere Bishmuel. And from here, here we learn out that a Hazara, there's a Lav Hatara, Livnoisi Yisrael Shalayetzi Befrua Rosh. A lady, a married lady, is not allowed to go outside with the hair uncovered. So how can our Mishnah say it's called Das Yehudis, the Churat Das Moshe, to go out without your hair covered? So more so like this, the Yeraisa Kalsa Shapadami. For the Yisa, the Yeraisa, anything she would wear on top of the head, that would be enough to take away the Yisa, the Yeraisa. Now as the Yisa, the Yeraisa, she should not walk outside with hair uncovered completely. But if she has like a basket on top of the head, that would be enough for the Yeraisa. Rashi says Kalsa, that's a basket, that is, what he did with it was he used to put it on top of the head, and on top of the basket there would be a base kibble to keep tishtim, to keep flax. That used to be on the bottom of it, a place to put on top of your head, and on top of the basket they would carry flax like on top of the head. So this basket didn't cover the whole head, it only covered part of the head. So to take away the yisur d'oraisa, that would be enough. But das Yehudis, but the meaning of Bnei Yisrael is not like that. That afilo kalson am yosur, even to go outside with something on your head is not enough. The minig das Yehudis, minig Bnei Yisrael is, the whole head should be covered. Up until a tefach maybe, a tefach could be uncovered. A shiloh. But more than a tefach to be uncovered, that's already Bnei Yisrael, not to go outside with hair uncovered, even though you're wearing something. Hair has to be completely covered, or else at least less than a tefach. Yeah. Omer Abbas, Abbas says like this, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, kalsa ein bo mishum pru arosh. He says, if a lady is wearing a kalsa, wearing this basket, there's nothing wrong. It's not an issue of going outside with the hair uncovered. So, heavy bori abzer said, hey, where are we talking about? Ilayme bashuk, if you want to say she could even go outside on the street. So, mashmi saying it's mutter that she's allowed to go like this, with just wearing a basket on top of her head. For the Gemara, that's you to see. Even though true midiraisu it's mutter, when we had that's Prana Mishnah, says das Yudis, there's a meaning of Bnei Yisrael Asnius, not to go outside in the shuk, unless the hair is all covered, not just on top of a little basket on top of the head. So how could you say with a basket it's mutter to go outside? The yellow, what it means to say is bechotzer. It means to say in your private backyard, a lady is allowed to go outside wearing a basket. So Gemara says mashma from that, that even in her own backyard also she has to have her hair covered, and she can't go with hair uncovered completely. For the more that's not true, im kain is so, lehinachta bas l'Avram Avinu. You never left like a Jewish girl, like a daughter of Avram Avinu, she yashevas tachas baila, that she could sit by her husband. No, if you're telling me now in her own private backyard, that who had been in her own house, she has to always walk around with hair covered, like that's a very hard thing to do. Price of the minig was that the ladies inside their own house, in front of their own husband, walk with hair uncovered. So how could you tell me that in their own chotzer, she also has to wear the kalsis? So Rabbi Abai says like this, V'tayim Rav Kana, it means, Mechotzer lechotzer derech movi, enechnami. Could be in your own chotzer, in your own house, there's no Indian, but in your own house, there's not Bas Yehudis to wear something. She's allowed to go around in her own house, in her own private backyard, without covering her hair. That we say she has to wear a kalsis, that means Mechotzer lechotzer from one backyard to another backyard. True, it's another private house. You're not going barabim outside in the shuk where there are a lot of people. Who are then v'derech movi? It's down the side road where it's not. Rashi says l'shichin rabim. There are rabim not there. So really, there are three madregas here. And a place where it's private in your own house, then you're allowed to go even without covering at all. Where it's mechotzer lechotzer, it's somebody else's backyard or else a private street, which is not rabim there, then you're allowed. She's allowed to walk there wearing a kalsis. If she has something covering her hair, it's okay. But when she wants to walk outside Bishuk, in the main street where there's a rabbim there, outside, then her hair has to be completely covered. These are the three madrigas. Some say, as tzniyas, there is an Indian even in their own private house. Also, the Chassam Sefer says, they should also keep the hair covered. But that's not Nikra Din of the Gemara. Al das Yehudis, yes, mashm, it's only mechotzer lechotzer, or else a derech movi. Mashenka in their own private house, then they're allowed to go without the hair covered. But then the next thing is v'tava b'shuk, if she weaves in the middle of the street. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. What means is like this, b'mara z'ray se'eluch l'vnei adam. When she's weaving, she like uncovers her sleeves, her arms, so that the people in the street can see her arms, that's not a derech tznius. So if your wife does that, you have a right to give her a get without a ksuba. Rav Chizda Ram Ravimi, v'tava v'ered. She's like weaving, v'ered, like a rose, no, a sharp, colorful wool. Keneged paneha, that she lets the string of wool go down near a mokum erva on the bottom. So kids, so when people see it, they look there. So it's not sneeze, kind of like the sharp, colorful wool when you're weaving, and the wool itself goes right next to keneged paneha, down by a mokum erva. People look there, it's not a derech sneeze. So if your wife is doing these things, also you have a right to give her a get without a ksuba. Umedaberesim kolodim, she talks to all people. It means she's laughing and joking around with boys. If you see your wife outside joking around and talking to boys, that's an inyan to give her get then without a ksuba. Zimna Chode once happened at the Kazilna Basred Ravukva. I once was walking in the back of my Rukva. Chazisali Arvia, I saw like an Arab lady, Teves Yasva, she was sitting, Koshadya Pilcha Vitoviverit, that she was Kenegat Panel, that she was weaving colorful wool, Verit, Kenegat Panel, that the wool was going near her erva, it was like there, like a, wasn't near. Now, Kivu Nechazasinu, as soon as this Arab lady saw, like Rav Avachod and Marukva walking, what she did was, Pasikta Lepilcha, she stopped weaving with her spindle there, Shadisa, rather she threw it down on the floor, and normally she said to me, Olam, like a good person, Hav Li Plach, please pick up my needle for me. That's what she told him. So the question is, how many things wrong is she doing here? Good, she was an Arab lady. But the question is, if a Jewish lady would do this, what is it called? What's not sneers about this? So, what would you say about this case? Is it called, there's two things wrong really she did. First of all, she was weaving this colorful wool, and the wool was going down near her mokram of the erva, it's not sneers. And secondly, she spoke to us. When she saw us, what she did was, she threw the needle down on the floor on purpose, and when we came by, she asked us, please pick down and pick it up for me. So Ravina Amravina says, Tova Bishuk. What's wrong with what she is doing now? That's the case of the Mishnah. It's not Das Yehudis, if a Jewish lady would be doing this. It's not Derek Sneas to weave in the street, especially when you're weaving this way, that you're weaving with colorful material, that people look at it, and if the material is running down near your dress, near your erva, it's not nice. Amabo. Ravina Amar, Tova Bishuk Amabo. That's what I would say about this. What's wrong with this meister is not that's you this, the way she's weaving. Rabbanan Arma, the Rabbanan say another thing. Medaberis and Kolodim Amabo. They would say this is also called the case of an Isha, it's not Sneas, that she's talking to all the men. Like for no reason, she threw down a spindle there just to talk to the men. That's also not called Sneas. If a lady is out front in the street and just I'm schmoozing with all the men that walk by, that's not a Derek Sneas. It's not called Das Yudis. That if your wife curses the husband's parents in front of the husband, that's also a reason to give her get. And without a tzuba. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, v'makaleles yolodov b'fnei malidov. It doesn't only mean she curses like her father-in-law in front of a husband, but even in front of a son. If the children that they have, she curses in front of the son's grandfather, the father's father, that's also a reason to give her a get without a ksuba. The semnech on the simon is Ephraim of Manasseh, Keruvim, Shimon, Yuli. Now you see grandchildren, it's called like your children also. So not only she curses his parents in front of him, the husband, but even if she curses the husband's parents in front of the children. Omar Rabba, the Amrullah, she says like this, Nechla Arila Saba, let a lion eat up my father-in-law, my shver, Biyapa Bray in front of your son. In other words, she said like to what she said, the wife says to her son, you know what? I would like to see a lion eat up your grandfather in front of his son, in front of my husband. That's what she says. So she says such a thing like that, she curses like his parents in front of her children, then the husband has the right to give her a get. That's not their sneeze. It's not a nice way to talk. He has the right to give her a get without a ksuba. Rabbi Tarfa Noimer Alpha Kolanis. A lady that talks very loud, also it's an Indian to give her a get without a ksuba. For the more my Kolanis, like what's wrong with talking loud? What's wrong with it? What is it? Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel B'mashmoyes Koilo Aliske Tashmish. That's what it means. She talks very loudly about Tashmish Amita. That's something not nice to talk. Something to talk on the phone, everything is spoken loudly, that's alright. For if they talk about Tashmish Amita, about living with the husbands, they talk about it out loud, that the husband, the neighbors can hear, that's not Derek Sneas, that's not Das Yudis. Rashi says, Aliske Tashmish, Kishe Medabari Mo, Aliske Oino, is Maribi Moi, whenever he talks to her about living together, about the mitzvah Oino, to be together, she starts arguing, O Mashmas Leshchenov, and she argues so loud about she doesn't want to live with you, about Tashmish, that the neighbors hear about it. Vubosh Bedavi gets very embarrassed about this. So that's not called Sneas, that's not Das Yudis. But Masnit Satan and the Brice will learn like this. V'mishameshesh b'chotzezu, v'nishma kerlo b'chotzer acheres. Rashi Nishma Kol means she'atashmish kosher law v'tzurekis. That means the husband lives with his wife in this house here. And she screams, the vice of the tashmish, which is so hard for her, she screams, she has so much pain there, that the people in the next chotzer can hear it. That's what it means. Kitzur means that they can't live together. Whenever the husband lives with her, she complains, it's too hard, she has too much pains, so for that, he has the right to give her a get without a ksuba. For the Gemara, if so, then it's nayu gabi mumin. That's called a mum. It's called that the isha has a mum in the body, she can't take tashmish. So it's not called a dasi udis, it should be called like a mum. So Gemara says, Enechnami, Ela machvati krishnimi kari, stack it true. If the problem is that she can't let her husband live with her, it's too painful, that's not dasi udis, that's a mum, something wrong with her body, that's the next mishnah, that the husband has the right to get rid of her. Here we're talking about she's doing something not tzniyus, that's not dasi udis. Therefore the pshat is like we learned before, that when the husband talks to her about living together, about tashmish amita, she starts arguing back and talks very loud so the neighbors could hear about it, and the husband gets embarrassed. That's not called tznius. That's not das yudis. So the Mishnah. Ha-mekadesh es isha al-mena shein oleh nadarim. If you marry your wife and you made a tanai that she does not have any nadarim, she didn't make any things that she can't do. She doesn't have any nadarim. What happens later is v'nim tzaleh nadarim. And later, after you marry, you'll find out that she does have certain nadarim. She made nadarim, she can't eat apples, she can't do certain things, she can't wash herself. You find out later that she made nadarim. If so, the locher is ainu mekadeshes. The kedushin is not chal. You made it on a tanai, on a condition that she doesn't have nadarim. Now that you see she has nadarim, the kedushin is not chal. What about konsostam? So the shalom in the Gemara will see that this is a new case. Well, it's a continuation of the first case of the Mishnah. But konsostam mashma, you made nisuyin, you live with her without any conditions. Konsostam, now after you married her with nisuyin, after you live with her, v'nim tzoled nedorim, a lady you find she has nedorim, the locher is teitzesh la b'ksuba. You have a right to give her a get, but here it's mashma, you have to give her a get, it's not like the ratio, she's ainu mekadeshes, here it's mashma, the kedushin is chal, but just you don't have to give her a ksuba. You give her a get without a ksuba. What about if you tell her you marry her almanash shein bo mumin? You marry her almanash, there's no mumin. There's nothing wrong with her body. For nimtza bo mumin, the later after you marry you find out she does have mumin, there are mum, there's something wrong with her body. The locher is einu mekadeshes, the kedushin is not chal. Pashtu means you don't have to give her a get either. You only marry her on a condition that her body has no mumin, and later you find out she has a mumin, that's a nekech toys, the kedushin is not chal. What about konsostam? He marries her, makes nesuyin stam, did not make any conditions. V'nimtza b'mumin, and then after he lives with her, he finds out that she has things wrong with her body. She has mumin, soon see which mumin we're talking about. Is alocha teitzesh lo b'ksuba. He says you have to give her a get, but you don't have to pay her a ksuba. It's called, she's causing it, it's like you can't take her, therefore you don't have to pay the ksuba. Now, what mumim is called, like a mekach toys here, called ha-mumim, ha-poislim b'kahanim, poislim b'noshim. That's the mesech of the choris. It's brought down the different mumim upon the body of a kohen, that he's postly, can't do the avodah. A kohen has to be perfect to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. If he has certain mumim, one arm is longer than the other one, one foot is longer with his eyes, if he has different mumim, he's postly avodah. So any one of those mumim on the body that passed the kohen, those are also mumim that's called mekach toys with your wife. If your wife has these mumim and you made it tanar, she doesn't have any mumim, and later you found out she has one of these things, that's the mekach toys. She's ain't the mekadeshes. So the Gemara says like this: O tanar nami gabi kedushin. We learned the same thing by Hilchos kedushin. Ki hai gab in this case. The same type of the case, if you mekadesh an isha, al menashe ein ole nedarim, it says ein mekadeshes. The same Mishnah we have here is in the Gemara Kedushin and Daf Nun. So the question is, what do we have to have two Mishnahs in for? So Gemara says, hocho ksubis itzvach lei, ton the Kedushin or the ksubis. Here we're talking about mesech the ksubis, so the ikah chiddush is in the sefer, where you konsostam that you get rid of her, but you don't have to pay her a ksuba. So since it wants to teach us about ksuba, it already says the ratio over again about kedushin. Now, hosam kedushin itzvachlei. Over there in the Gemara kedushin, the main halachas they were talking about is kedushin. So therefore, the Mishnah there starts off with hamakadesh es isha amna shena le nedorim, and later you find out she has nedorim as enem kadeshes. It says halachas about kedushin. Now, once it's talking about kedushin already, the melech tana ksubis. Otter Kedushin. Over there in Kedushin, the Mishnah also ends off with Alachas of Ksuba, because since it started off with Kedushin, who then it ends off with Ksubis also.
Alright, turn over.